Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a development even in the Republican Party in the Wisconsin legislature. Remember, there's a guy named Timothy Rathmun from Campbellsport, a Republican. He really is far out to the point. He has made QAnon references. He's sort of like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, quite frankly, on issues, but not with her flair for self-promotion. And he's a clumsy individual. And he put in a bill, he's proposing a bill to, quote, retrieve or, quote, retract Wisconsin's electoral votes from 2020. Now, this is 2022. We're already talking about the midterms and the next presidential election. This clown wants to retroactively retrieve the electoral votes, have the legislature certify them as having gone to Trump falsely when Biden won by more than 20,000 votes. And he is flogging this dead horse. That's exactly what he's doing. Now, Voss and the rest of them would like to do that. They try to cook up ways to do it. They hired Gableman, Lurch, Frankenstein to lurch around the state, scare folks. They put in changes to our electoral system. Beavers will veto them. But these changes are designed to do exactly that. The next time a Democrat wins a popular vote, the Republican will get certified. So what they are simply smoother, sneakier, craftier versions of Timothy Rathmun. Now, where is Campbellsport? My family for many, many years, going back to the 60s, lived in my mom and dad, some brothers and sisters in Random Lake. Random Lake is a terrific little town, Sheboygan County, the extreme southern part of the county. Campbellsport isn't too far away. Closest to Random Lake is Boltonville, Adel, Kewaskum, West Bend isn't far away. You know where that whole area is. So folks, the good folks up there. So I don't know how this guy gets elected in Campbellsport. I know people in Campbellsport, the Leto family and others. These are terrific people. How does this clown get elected in Campbellsport? So he gets up and he goes, I want to retrieve these votes. Well, no. I mean, Aaron Rodgers would like to retrieve a pass he tried to Devontae Adams when there were other guys open. Mason Crosby would like to re-kick the field goal. I mean, if wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. You don't get a do-over. You don't get a mulligan. Okay? This is the Masters. You don't get a mulligan in the Masters. You put it in the water and you go, I knew that I should have known that it happened. Let me do it again. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. This clown puts it up there and the smoother, craftier versions of him go, no, that would be wrong. That would be wrong. Oh, really? Would that be wrong? They don't mean it. They don't mean that would be wrong. What they mean is that would be too difficult, even Republicans to get scandalized by it. So let us take care of business next time. That's what they're talking about. So they're going to bury it in committee. I mean, bury it in committee instead of just holding a press conference and say, clown, get out of our caucus. Get out of our caucus, clown. They don't say that. We'll bury it. We'll study it. We'll study it. We'll bury it in committee. Now, it went out virally that somehow that had passed. That was Russian disinformation on Facebook and on social media, and it got picked up in some far right social media, and it had thousands of likes and shares and all that somehow Rathmun's bill had passed and was law in Wisconsin to retrieve the electoral votes of 2020. Well, it didn't. That was just that truly was fake news. Remember something. I've had people on the in the Democratic Party and friends of mine share things with me that are absolutely false and absurd, but they're done to rile up democratic blood. When Russia goes on social media to destabilize our country, they do it on both sides. They try to divide. So what they do is they will say to Republicans, they'll have one that goes out to Republican-oriented Facebook people. They found 30,000 votes in an attic in Kentucky that weren't counted last time, or they'd have a Republican governor. All the Republicans share that. It's false. It's absolutely false. But on the Democratic side, they will post things that are clearly unlawful and saying the Republicans are about to do that to Democrats. That's false. When you go on social media, even if a very good friend of yours shares it with you, be skeptical. Assume that it is Russian. I'm not kidding. If you got a call from a guy with a foreign accent saying, give me your social security number, I have a lot of money that I'm going to send you that you just won, you wouldn't give it to him. You would not give it to him. That is what is happening with social media. Be skeptical. Be skeptical. If it's too good to be true, it isn't true. If it's too good to be true, it isn't true. So it was shared actually to Democrats and Republicans that Rathmann's bill had passed and the electoral votes in Wisconsin were being retrieved. Democrats got all angry. The Republicans exulted and shared it. It was false. But the subtext to this, keep in mind, is that sneakier versions of Timothy Rathmann run the Republican Party in the state. Rebecca Clayfish, Voss, some of the congressional delegation, Johnson, Fitzgerald, some of the others. And they absolutely are out to do what Rathmann has proposed, kind of innocently in a weird way, blinking in the sunlight when everybody knows that it's not possible now. They are trying to set that up for 2024. There is a push in the legislature to change the law in Wisconsin to have the legislature pick the electors, not the popular vote. So the popular vote in Wisconsin would be a beauty contest. And then the electors would be picked by the gerrymandered legislature who aren't even representative of the people of Wisconsin. Now, if you ask Voss about that, what I just said, he'll say, we have no plans to do that. They'll say, we have no plans to do that. Yes, the Constitution says the legislature determines how electors are picked. The Constitution says that the legislature, even if gerrymandered, could get rid of an election and do it in the legislature. Remember, up until 100 years ago, U.S. senators weren't elected. Did you know that? The legislature picked them. The legislature. So therefore, if the Republicans ran the legislature, our two U.S. senators would probably be Voss and Fitzgerald. Or they'd keep Johnson. Democrat couldn't get in, and vice versa in Democratic states. It took a constitutional amendment to directly elect senators, and it may take a constitutional amendment to reaffirm the right of people to directly elect the president. This is very serious stuff. Keep this in mind. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.